Look at this. Look at how you have a convenient excuse. Think of all the things you have just shared. You have a convenient excuse. Yes, me. This is a convenient excuse. You see how it always works out well?
Yep, no question.
Now you may turn it down. Yes? Is it down?
Turn it off.
It may ring, but you want people not to be talking while we talk.
No.
Yes, good. Now come back. Perhaps you can go meet them at the door, and then perhaps you could scurry out, you see, and come back when we are done. Now, this is a dramatic representation. Yes, could we have asked for anything better?
We've got to keep our mind on the process and keep the process moving forward.
A dramatic representation of ways in which, look at this, a convenient excuse to keep from doing what will keep you on your path. See, now he can make himself wrong. Are you embarrassed? Good. You see? You see how it works. Welcome, beautiful women. We needed more women here, yes? It is important. We will see why. But you notice, you see, now the seats are full and it feels very nice. Now you two, it will be important for you to relax.
Hello.
Adam Newton.
Hello.
New Metaphysics with your Honorable Gary Geiserman slipping off into the ghost land of past time to have never existed at all. I can feel it now. Ladies and gentlemen of the entire planet Earth, now the final material achievement of early childhood is coming into its magic moment of existence, and then off into the ghost land. But I control that moment. Adam Newton, 90.3 FM, WZBC.org on the digital audio of our planet. Morning drive on Hitler's Autobahn. Drive carefully.
Sent today at noon.
Here's an example. If voiceless people can't have a radio station or mass media, how can they tell the body politic that they're voiceless? That would be like an example in our world of this concept at work.
I don't know what, but I'm all ready with my camera, just in case.
I know in Naked City, that picture of a man just sitting on the curb, you took that, and then suddenly he gets up to walk across the street, and an automobile knocks him down, and he's killed right there before your eyes, and your camera records the whole thing.
Yeah.
explanation.
Ask the laws that make a decision about what's going on.
Somebody who's made a little sacrifice.
But if I were the governor and I were making a decision.
For instance, now I don't think what we now are both great counties are very close to elections, Russia and America.
In a way that's going to be utterly indifferent to political considerations.
Our red flag lay in a puddle in a flea market. Some hustler sell you for hard currency.
And buy it is a reduced. America does genuinely well. We're the most competitive nation in the world. If we reduce barriers to ourselves, and that starts with young people like you.
Some appropriate horrific we can coin, something that says liar, murderer, maniac.
Mail of Either you build me a zillion-dollar stadium or I move the franchise.
I'll write to you sooner, but since at times things change around here... Wait, but since at times things around here take on the aspects...
That Jerusalem served after the flood as Mission Control Center, you also come upon three colossal stone blocks weighing almost 600 tons each that somebody again quarried, brought over, and then placed in place, not on the ground, but lifting them and pushing them into place.
Look at him with the back. Some more.
This is the film that the jury saw today. Note especially the figure at the upper left, Donald DeFries, also known as Sin Cube, leader of the so-called Symbionese Liberation Army. Ms. Hurst is at the upper right.
And in a very beautiful and enchanted land. I would have written to you sooner, but since at times things change around here, wait. But since at times things around here take on the aspects of war, I was not able.
I can go in time, but it seems to me she never has time for me. Please, if you see her, ask her to let me know when I can see her and when I can.
Sheikh Ahmad Zaki Yamani arrived in Ottawa today to begin a series of discussions across Canada about the future of oil pricing. The powerful Saudi oil minister...
Howie, thanks for holding. It's me, your fairy godmother. You just cleared 30 grand in your sleep, buddy.
12,000 Texas Gulf at 46. Call me, let me know how the options open. Sorry, sir. What's on the recommender?
Play it safe. I'm sticking with the big one.
Oil, that is. Black coal, Texas tea.
Across the board. Gulf Dome, Petrofina. Take your pick and hold on for the ride. We're going through the roof here. Looking at 32 by the bell. Okay.
Sotex Resources? No, I never heard of it. Yeah, I'll check the charts.
Yeah, but again, I'm telling you, look, oil right now is as close to a sure thing as we've got in this business. It's crazy to sell.
Sotex. Nope, got nothing on it. Sounds risky to me. Hey, you want it, you got it.
Yeah, I'll just ask you to remember in the days and weeks ahead, this was your bright idea. It's my job. Later.
Piano player?
Yeah, Glenn Gould, the piano player.
Okay, got a buy for you. 10,000 STX, Gould.
What's the special of the day?
Canstar oil and gas.
11 and three quarters.
Mr. Mackey had lunch with the minister. There's an incentive program in the air.
Well, I don't buy it.
He's in for 90,000. The Cormac brothers are in tight, but the Saudis have been mopping it up all week.
So, as long as this embargo holds...
It's gone up, up and away.
Anything else, Mr. Gould?
Yes, I'll have a cup of coffee and the telephone.
Everybody's buying.
I'm afraid I can't agree.
What do you mean? You know something?
I had a small word with Sheikh Yamani's bodyguard at the airport, and...
And what?
Now, this one has to be kept strictly between you and me.
STX? Sotex Resources? Never heard of it.
The Sheikh has... He's about to deliver them a major explorations contract.
This is entirely ultra new. This is just between you.
Sotex? Hang on one second. Here it is.
It's called Sotex. Have you heard of it?
Sotex, town of third, get me 20,000 shares.
Mines, natural resources, stock them up now, you know. Listen, the Sheikh Yamani is very interested in this company.
The TSE dropped 40 points as a result of this morning's announcement, and the Dow fell back an alarming 72 points. One of the few bright spots in the midst of this doom and gloom was a tiny company called Sotex Resources, which closed at 15.3.
Well, ditch it, for Christ's sake. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, Holly, unfortunately, we're looking at a bit of a dip. Down 12 points. Well, that's the way the game works. You know the risk. Sotex? Sure, you want a piece?
Look, sir, what do you want me to say? You lost, I lost, everybody lost. Take it up with OPEC.
Thank you.
sighting or an elaborate X-file? Fox's Catherine Herridge has more.
What in heaven's name is going on up there?
I've got the binoculars in the other room.
Mark Smith from Evanston, Illinois, like most rational people, wanted proof he wasn't losing his marbles when he saw this glowing white light, so he grabbed his handy video camera.
And you could actually see it was circular when you can get a better view of it. You know, you can see three lights like underneath, and those were going, but it would go in and out.
In nearby Shiloh, police officer Dave Martin also got an eyeful.
It was quite big, and it had approximately three huge white lights shining light in the sky up.
Those ominous three white lights had UFO aficionados buzzing.
It's been seen all over the world. We've got reports on it from all over the world.
This Polaroid and a detailed diagram are Officer Martin's proof it really happened.
Whatever it was real. I wish I could say it was a plane or a helicopter, but it wasn't.
Often experts say these sightings are explained by a meteor, a satellite, or even the planet Venus. Earlier this week, the Draconid meteor shower was ID'd by Air Force observers in Colorado as the source of strange blue lights. In New York, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
Coming up in sports, another high-scoring day in the...
Well, what I do is I say, if you go to one of our concerts and you don't have an extraordinary experience, you may come to me and I will give you your money back. Because that is what we're selling.
Practice, okay? But I wore my new shoes. Thank you. Let me confess that I wrote you a long and dramatic letter before I shipped out, but I never mailed it. Of course, I was not able to visit you this summer as I had planned at the Poughkeepsie camp, since I sailed out quite some time ago. But as to that letter, I shall preserve it as a monument to my emotional teens. As I write now, the little Moro cook sits beside me eating oatmeal and Spanish chicken rice. It is morning, a gray, drizzling dawn prevails, etc., etc., and I am in a most poetic mood. I'm studying like mad on this ship. Outline of history, the Roman writers, some classics, Thomas Mann, what a humanist, and The Shadow magazine. Anxious to get back to dear old Columbia, if I can, in January. I took this trip in order to make money for school, but I misjudged the length of the voyage and will not be back in time for the fall semester. But what a romance to stand on the deck bare-chested at dawn and to listen to the pulse beats of the ship's great idle engine, Wolf's Morning and New Lands. In the interim between this trip and January, I shall go down to New Orleans for a South American ship. As soon as I return from this run, I'm taking a room in the village for a few weeks to write like mad, with Sebastian, of course, and take in the theatrical season.
Spewing hundreds, if not thousands, of hours from documentary reports to the movie of the week. Starving Africans became the subject of television commercials.
Reach out and touch someone, someone whose only hope is you.
Reach out, that holographic film from a certain angle and with a certain intensity of light, out of this rippling, out of this interference pattern, emerges a three-dimensional image, a three-dimensional illusion that you can view from all sides.
now, pretty weird show, huh, so far? I know, it's not like a regular talk show. The music is American jazz, which you never hear in America, but it's honored overseas. Well, you know, it's like Nazareth. Nobody's a hero in his own hometown. And, I know, you're surprised to hear somebody quote the scriptures who isn't running for public office. I'm running from public office. Okay, so we're going to talk about movies tonight. I'm tired of politics, too. I agree with you. This is the way movies are made. I want to give you an idea here so that we can prove our premise tonight that nothing succeeds like excess. So, okay, now here's a best-selling book. It's a best-selling book, and this is what the poster would look like if they made it into a movie. It's called The Last Best Chance. And there's a certain suggestion here. Here's a president who looks remarkably like Robert Redford. That's credible, right? And here's a seal of the President of the United States. Here's a map of the Middle East, vaguely. The marketing line, that's what they use to sell the movies, of course, says, it was not just another day at the office. See, so we know this is the kind of book you might pick up if you go to a bookstore. So how does this become a movie? Okay, we'll start off and we'll get our cast of characters here.
Didn't come with a owner's manual or an explanation. No one sat me down and said, Malcolm, this is why you're a fucking freak.
Action. There it hits an object, which is the focus of what you want to photograph. It bounces off that object and is reflected back to the film.
I don't know whether it's one thing or maybe it's a combination of things. Maybe it's a combination of the medication and the lack of external stimulation. And maybe approaching old age too has something to do with it.
We authorize to send fathers and sons and brothers and friends into battle. Something that indicates their importance. Thank you very much.
That is both aimed at and reflected onto film.
About the decisions you made in The Hard Knot, the kinds of choices you made there. We've got a minute and a half segment of it, but tell me a little bit about your thought process in putting the Nutcracker together.
Well, it's an issue of power. The power relations between myself, the filmmaker, and the subject of my films.
And everybody who comes in pain or is fighting a chronic disease, their energy or life force, their battery has gotten weak.
As soon as I arrive, and if Saroyans on Broadway and the Russian restaurants go on tinkling songs of home while Russians weep into their vodka, we'll take that in together.
Compounds the problem. So the opportunity to bring things together in the network mm-hmm. is something that we're very actively engaged in.
African-Americans were beating him already. They beat him so badly, he had to have stitches in his scalp and in his skull. 15 or 16 stitches. They say that we beat up on that man, that he had to have stitches because of us. You don't come out of an accident like that unmarked without a scratch.
They're fear to change because they think it will erode their credibility.
Yeah, sure.
Allowed AT&T to transform starving Africans into a television commercial. And until we tackle it, nothing will change.
After all, a lot of the people who left just couldn't bring themselves to mouth things that they didn't believe in and knew their people didn't believe in.
WZBC out of the Greater Newton Ambient Experience. This is our radio show tonight down here at WZBC. Remembering a day long past when media was really blood rare and charbroiled instead of simulated. Radio tonight. Gonna bring you the blood curdling news stories from overseas. Gritty inner city strife interviews, some of them actually live, when they happened, or the best we can propagate under the circumstances. And of course, available over the effing internet. Still primarily controlled by those ancient ritual rites of the economic system of their day. We'll have some of that too tonight. Kind of an omnibus type of bouquet where no herb will go unproduced. Because we have a saying down here at WZ. If an herb is loose on the planet, we'll sell it somehow. We'll establish a value chain where none previously existed, and we will ram it home with all the thrust in our corporate vice president's think tank and wherever else we can procure an idea. And on an internet where e-commerce was a good dream for a while, propelled by Americans who think they loved their mothers and can achieve anything, even if they don't care about that achievement. And on an internet that was R&D'd in the marketing sector of the private sector, window sector. Now, those were sad times long ago, but they did replace real 2M media. The sizzling, sizzler kind of media you could sink your teeth into and have cholesterol coating your teeth even after several refined beverages. And we don't have that anymore. Our assigned authority figures on the grid tell us that it's not a good time to wish for again anyway. We'll have that kind of media tonight. A redux kind of memorial. Something our early media instruments were and, of course, still are very good at. And, of course, we understand that because of a problem with distribution, this show won't be heard by very many people anyway. And under certain cloaks of process and return of investment in a very easy to procure piece of business software, we can do a show like this tonight all over America, all over the English speaking internet world, all over the world, all over the ionosphere, of course, which gets the signal first. Some say originates a signal. And because it's a small station, and because it's not plugged into the value chain as such, I myself personally, obeying my software and my ambient reminders in my software in real time, of course, will be able to DJ this show or MC this show or host. Quantify, objectify, establish the borders and protect on this show because of my special implanted software. Just the man for a job virtually non-existent all over the great spinning non-spherical borrowed planet humanity currently in the moment has proxy over and will achieve its destiny in another future time in the moment, while alien to all flora and fauna here, as well as the physical plant itself, show will happen tonight.
Well,
goes into a seminary now, they go in knowing that the Pope is going to tell them, you have to say to people that contraception is always wrong. You have to tell them that women can't be ordained, that men, priests can't marry, and all of those things.
So the Japanese come over and they buy a studio. And the head of the studio, who at one time was a hairdresser, and he's immediately fired by the Japanese. So let's get him up here. And in order to fire him, you know, you don't want to take away all his dignity. So you say, you let him say to the press, I'm leaving so I can do something more creative. And they give him several $1 million and they let him open an office. And they arrange to have the first look at his work. That's a cinema term, the first look at his work.
My sexual desires are gone. I'm not so sure I want them back again.
So what do? I put my hands on them like jumper cable. It isn't just like I stand there and just some energy comes through and it heals them. That's the foundation of what I do, but I'm always learning, I'm always reading, I'm always training to increase my...
One thing they could do, still wouldn't do it. And I would characterize our people, that is our community of Muslims under the leadership of Imam Muhammad, as those people.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, Mr. Stern. I'm just saying that I know that you're a loving husband and father. You only want the best for little Susie and what was your wife's name again? Louise. Yes, of course, Louise. You hate to see anything happen to Louise or little Susie after you're gone. Now, let's be honest with each other, Mr. Stearns.
Examination and more analysis, and they never did anything.
These were politicizing experiences as well as cultural and musical experiences.
Competitive nation in the world. The problem with NAFTA was that neither the Clinton administration nor the Mexican government had lived up to the spirit of NAFTA or the letter of NAFTA. They put in, for example, a massive devaluation of the peso for the
$175 billion
Mexico, and easier for Mexican products to get into the United States. That is wrong. That's why I oppose the Mexican bailout. I think Mexico should stabilize the peso, and both governments should live up to the agreement.
The problem with NAFTA, Steve, it was a lousy deal to begin with, and we knew it. Your $1 billion trade surplus is gone. We got a $15 billion trade deficit with Mexico. 300,000
long... Reagan, we had a decrease in the use of marijuana. But since father wore his overalls to work every day for 42 years and was proud of it.
NAFTA, why? Those Americans who have no voice, and those Americans losing their jobs when...
Mexico, we should beef up the border patrol. We should.
My life. Our bailout of that corrupt government in Mexico. 300,000 lost jobs, $50 billion bailout in 2 years. If NAFTA is a success, I would hate to see a failure. And let me suggest folks take a look at this morning's paper. $111 billion trade deficit America ran. $175 billion of that is.
Yeah.
be trusting my lover skinny dipping with a horny Puerto Rican modern dancer?
Now, because it's a new generation, get it all together.
I wouldn't say this is specifically a wireless paradigm. This is just wireless is one piece of it.
That you're thankful that Theodor Kaczynski was a mathematician and.
Depends on what makes you suspicious. Horny, Puerto Rican, Martin, or dancer?
All of them.
There's some kind of emotion that they don't think they can play. And when they link into something they might have experienced previously at some other time, they find it so familiar, then they can go and play the part.
Just something that happens, okay?
Yes, that's fine, but you still haven't told me what it is that you see.
School for advanced degrees can be put on hold. Having kids can be put on hold. Getting married can be put on hold. Traveling to Europe can be put on hold.
Slide home underneath, and if it starts to rain, the game ain't called. You start all over. You know, less than one family out of seven in the Soviet Union owns an automobile.
Extraordinary experiences, life-changing experiences.
My earliest sexual memories, well, I remember, actually, I remember being like 4 years old and getting erections.
You have to tell them that women can't be ordained, that men, priests can't marry, and all of those things. People who will go in to that. Are either lacking in intelligence not very good arguments or in integrity you're going to tell to the Pope that teaching that and then teaching it. Decide on that? Oh, sure. That's Pope sinful in the past. Of course he was. And Dante can call him. Yeah, after all, John Henry Newman in the 19th century said, I hope.
Who
now
said
that's
that?
More.
Who said that?
John Henry Newman.
Oh. We can't.
A pretty strange, perverse, and disturbed world these days, if you know what I'm saying.
TV tones it down.
about playing the piano altogether and just play the market?
That's right. A virtuoso.
So he calls his agent and he says, what should I do? I've just become an independent producer. So the agent says, you have to buy a book and make it into a movie. So the producer says, well, you know, would you go with me? I've never been to a bookstore alone, you know. So no, not like that. He says, let me look at the New York Times here. He says, the number one book in a fiction list is The Last Best Chance. So fly the writer to Hollywood. So they fly the novelist out to Hollywood. He meets the producer. The producer says, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's a fantastic book. And the writer says, did you read the book and you liked it? And the producer says, a book as great as yours, you don't need to read it. You know? So then he says, now the agent meets with the producer and he says, so you got to get a script. That has to be adapted. So you get a real great writer. They get a guy like Frank Pearson, right? Frank Pearson gets $400,000 here, so we hire him. Now, you've got to attach names to this, or his boss, his new boss, won't think he's a credible producer. So they call Dustin Hoffman, and he says, I'll give you a definite maybe. I may read it, you know? So he's attached to the project now. Now people say, this is beginning to, you know, starting to look real now. Got a movie here, a great novel, written by Frank Pearson, and we got Dustin Hoffman. So Hoffman is in. But Hoffman looks at this script, and he says, it's good, but it's too political. You know? I'd like it to be more, it's too much about what it's about. He's that kind of guy, Dustin Hoffman.
You see, it's already miraculous. Nothing fantastic has to happen. We already can't account for a single thing in this room yet. The mere existence of anything. Is beyond comprehension.
Changes have taken place under the impetus that he gave us.
Most of us grew up thinking that the United States was a great and humble nation.
Puppeteer told me he loved me today. I know, I can't think of anything more pathetic. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
The Broadhurst Theater, please.
Enjoying my body as a dancer, that's, I gotta do that now. of course, I'll be able to dance when I'm 40, but I've already felt this enormous change in my body since I was 18.
Sirs, I could tell you stories about hookers you wouldn't believe. What's it? Oh, yes, of course. Well, I'd say around $250,000 worth to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'll be here all day tomorrow. Well, that's great, Mr. Stearns. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow morning around 11 o'clock then. All right, well, that's great. I'll say, what's that? Don't worry about it at all, Mr. Stearns. It won't cost you very much money at all. Look, Mr. Stearns, get back to your roast beef dinner, all right?
I'll talk to you soon.
Imam Muhammad feels that the money and the preparations being made for such a march would be better served to invest in African-American businesses.
There isn't another one through here until 11.
Malkovich.
I've got to get a rewrite on the picture. Let's get Alvin Sargent to rewrite it. He gets another $400,000.
Wanted.
friendly, companionably reclusive, socially unacceptable, alcoholically abstemious, tirelessly talkative, zealously unzealous, spiritually intense, minimally turquoise, maximally ecstatic loon, seeks moth or moths with similar equalities for purposes of telephonic seduction. Tristanesque trip-taking, Tristanesque trip-taking and permanent flame fluttering. No photos required, financial status immaterial, all ages and non-competitive vocations considered. Applicants should furnish cassettes of sample conversation, notarized certification of marital disinclination, references re-low decibel vocal consistency, itinerary and sample receipts from previous successfully completed out-of-town moth flights. All submissions treated confidentially. No pause need apply. The auditions for all promising candidates will be conducted to and on Anatole Penisand, Newfoundland.
Incredibly sharp razor that has finally separated thousands and thousands of people.
I can't do what I used to be able to do, and I can play the young, gorgeous woman in this play now, and I won't always be able to play the young person. So it's just been interesting.
We're standing together. That's what it looked like the four shapes were together. They weren't spread across.
Okay, and it was like they were standing and looking out the window?
Yeah, that's what it felt like too.
What was your response about what could this possibly be?
Oh, well, of course, I mean, I watch X-Files, you know, because it's the most well-written show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a good idea of what I thought it could be.
Say something central about race, aside from, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
How's Barnard? You see, I don't know when you'll receive this note. And if so, how's the camp? Did you succeed in being assigned to the care of blind children? Can there be such a thing as a female humanist?
Who the fuck is John Malkovich? Malkovich, bitch.
Anyway, the point is, he's very odd.
thing. It's supernatural.
What we now have is an operating system that's more or less compatible with Unix. It's called GNU, and that name stands for GNU's Not Unix.
Talk about Fight Club.
UFO.
You know, last night she was saying, well, you know,
the whole scale of Isaac's show changed my eye.
First of all, I chose to do it because it's a score, a ballet score that I love. It's a beautiful, fabulous piece of music that's beautifully put together. And one, as a dancer, growing up as a dancer or as a Christmas shopper, one is totally numbed by hearing this music. You hear the Sugar Plum Fairy music and you want to kill yourself.
Biologist.
Right. He is the crazy that, in some sense, that Frank Herbert imagined in the novel The White Plague, except, you know, he didn't have access to those. Because he used a network to deliver his, ultimately to deliver his, you know, his evil devices. So you want to hear from some of the?
Yeah, sure. You got any lights there in the end?
No, I haven't given.
WZBC.org. McElroy Hall, somewhere, Boston College, somewhere, whatever. you do have a radio receiving device, we're there also. We're everywhere. Everywhere, and to my heart's delight, or my old heart, the most honorable nowhere out of Newton, very definitely per capita income somewhere. Not Soho or the Upper East Side, but it gets there. Today, in today's modern, current, metaphysically existing moment of modern America today, where English is spoken, allowing a grand schema on the international value chain. All the money made yesterday, worldwide, is available today. Unless early withdrawal pre-penalty. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. These are the sounds. Sounds like these, and some of these, in fact, played every week on the cycle from Julius Caesar or one of those. Subconsciously arranged by the lunar cycle, image of the sub/unconscious side of town. Sounds like these sounds, remembrances of these sounds, and perhaps even delayed replay of the actual sounds themselves, along with ideas for future sounds, appearing every week on this program, including these sounds right now.
Oh, I see. All right. Whatever you want to do, Roy.
Okay. If you want to talk to Tim Leary, then call. Area code 818-985-5735.
Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Yeah, to my mother's sister, and kind of humping her legs and her shoes, like, under the table. And I remember going in my mother's closet, and she had these cowboy boots that she wore when it rained, and humping those in the closet. And I remember singing while I was doing it, singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Most of the automobiles are driven by the bureaucrats. The government furnishes them and drivers and so forth.
Sad thing, I mean, sometimes I cry, I mean, but I mean, I can't help it. I figure it's my job to record these things, the same like the cops, firemen, and ambulance driver arrive on the scene. I'm there, too. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, if I arrive at a fire after the fire engines do, I feel disgraced and hurt.
I wanted to have a conventional life and a conventional family.
Right, that's right. Then we're going to be here.
Yeah.
We are here.
One day to the police that anyone caught speeding, anyone, no matter who, gets a ticket.
Sit down. How'd you lock the door?
It's locked.
Sit.
Put your hands behind your back. Feet apart. Head down, ready for interrogation.
Bush was 17 years old when they bombed Pearl Harbor. He left his high school graduation. He walked down to the recruiting office and he signed up to become the youngest fighter pilot in the Pacific War.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
When I was just getting started, around 79, I guess it was, my books were just starting to do reasonably well. I was on a convention, right, a science fiction convention panel, and in order to start trouble, I hope, the guy next to me, science fiction panels are known for, you know, start an argument and then you can, you know, mix it up and something interesting might happen. But the guy next to me was an editor, and he said he thought that it wasn't really necessary to have black characters in science fiction. Because you could always say make any racial statement you needed to make by way of extraterrestrials. If he was trying to start trouble, he certainly succeeded.
And
I would do pretty much as Bill, or as Pat Buchanan indicates in this case, so I want to make that clear.
But we have very poor choice now.
Ronald Reagan?
Overseas.
I love very much. I stood up against George Bush, who does not love me very much, when he raised taxes. And that's the way we're going to conduct the presidency. We're going to have the greatest conservative...
Take a rest.
We are now that we can be better.
Deceived by your red sweet murmur.
Every $1 billion in trade creates between 16 and 20,000 jobs. And South Carolina's increased their exports to Mexico by 65%. We need to
trade. A lobbying firm that paid them $295,000 a year.
To understand that.
The bigotry when they did that.
Wouldn't have these problems.
I would like some changes in it, but you didn't mention the peso, but you know that's what
to say in the 1980s. Just say no.
We were only 5 minutes from home, and we wrote down everything, and then we started to ask ourselves that, why here?
When I was about 5 or 6, I was sexually attracted to Bugs Bunny. Oh,
That really aided his efforts because it allowed him to stay anonymous.
Down, ready for interrogation. That beautiful, bound prisoner. Look at me. You look so beautiful like that, I think I could come without even touching you.
You do not talk about Fight Club. You do not talk about Fight Club.
Why do you want us to call it Love anymore? This will be our last session. I'm retiring on Monday. Then I will tell you about Doña Ana. And you will decide if I should be set free. On the second day after I left the Sultana, our ship was caught in a typhoon. I alone survived. After days drifting at sea, I found myself on the island of Eros. She was 17, and nature's pride, fresh and fair, and unacquainted with the miracle of physical love. Her beauty was not made of shapes and forms, but shined from within like a star. There are those who do not believe that a single soul, born in heaven, can split into twin spirits and shoot like falling stars to earth, where over oceans and continents, their magnetic forces will finally unite them back into one. But how else to explain love at first sight? We were convinced
that there was no other life beneath the sky but ours. We believed that we would never die.
You must promise me that we will be together for all time. That we will live here on this beach, always. And that should circumstance ever separate us, it is here we will come to wait all eternity for the other to return.
I love you.
Promise me.
I promise. I cannot love you any less.
It's of no great consequence, but will you be wearing your mask throughout our lives together?
I have sworn to do so.
Then I ask only that you tell me what has led you to make such a vow.
I related the sad tale of my Doña Julia, never guessing for a moment that my sweet Doña Ana believed I had saved myself for her as she had for me.
Very well, my love. I will accept that I'm not the first if you will tell me with the same honesty how many others there have been.
This would have been a very good time for me to lie. But truth is a terrible habit. Including you, there have been... Exactly. One... 1,502. I could see that this was a sum substantially greater than the one she had in mind, and not easy for her to assimilate, try as she might. As her pain struck at my heart like a dagger, I begged to be forgiven. I removed my mask as a gesture of remorse, but it was to no avail. To hide her humiliation, she took up the mask and left me forever. And so my adventures came to an end, and with them, the chance that one day, like my father, I would die in the arms of the woman I loved.
Brother love on the street. Just nod your head.
Tired of the everyday routine? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure?
He was looking for someone he could talk to. He talked, of course, to hundreds of people, you know, since he was released from Spandau. Let's face it, he gave hundreds of interviews. But he could never say this thing which was weighing so heavily upon him. which was his personal guilt. He had tried three times before me. Tried three people. One was a French pastor.
He would rather eat a tender cow than a tough policeman.
The greater one indwells me.
The greater one indwells me.
Sandor was a wonderful man, Georges Casalis. Then a Jewish rabbi, another wonderful man.
And he puts me over.
And he puts me over.
I have his ability.
I have his ability.
That's what I have.
Geis. And finally, a Catholic priest, Pater Athanasius.
I've had a lot of requests for this. So we play it in its entirety. Voices. Voices.
Why did it fail with them?
Well, it failed with them because I think that they had very... They developed very definite views on how he should deal with his life.
I never wanted to get married.
By sliding it in and
out. You tell me this and don't you tell me that.
This is different from me, finally, you see. My view... not my view, but my feeling about whether it is Speer or... And there is no comparison, you know, between Speer and the Commandant of Treblinka, Stangl, or Stangl, or whoever.
All man hates you. They'd rather die by car crash, lightning, drowning, falling off a roof, electric chair, heart attack, old age, Obama.
Everything I set my hand to is successful.
Everything I set my hand to is successful.
I cannot be conquered.
I cannot be conquered.
I cannot be defeated.
I cannot be defeated.
I'm a stranger to failure.
I'm a stranger to failure.
Is that if there is a heavy load of guilt...
Good evening, American people and peoples of the world. This is WZBC, Newton, Massachusetts, entering our etching in the stones of the experience of receiving messages. Loyal member of the media, foundation of the peoples of the world. Our papers are in order here. Even though we don't have commercials, even though we don't infiltrate your subconscious mind under the cover of habit, under the cover of homeostasis, I, Gary Geiserman, I'm a solemn member of the media cadre, and because it's an unheard, unsung, one-lung radio broadcast, heard by people currently in an unimportant state of their lives, do solemnly swear to fulfill my mandate as media member of the Media Worldwide Consortium of Surrogate Voices of God. Every Thursday, 10 to 2, I perform this quasi-religious functioning under the guise of New Metaphysics program. Funded by Office of Naval Intelligence for my personal benefit and co-optation. And said broadcast gone virtually anonymous as per regs of my original early childhood Sir Trauma programming and life imprinting. I was temporarily challenged by the fucking internet, but I've gotten over it. without a great deal of psychic alteration. I don't know how long this state of stasis can last, but I should make it till at least 2 a.m. today's program. Now, if more than a few people listen to this program on the internet at the same time, we may have to re-examine certain lines of code, whose purpose being to subsume all other adaptive coding without stating anything in redundancy, but in full ambient oblique vectoring. Not the contents themselves, but the container of said contents, aptly titled with full simulation of logic applied. I do have to admit, off the record, there is a bit of wrestling going on inside my head. I have learned to enjoy the experience after initial periods of doubt, confusion, and fear. And quite frankly, we'll see what happens regarding this wrestling going on. And the effing internet is always a changing variable. Having barely got itself past the hurdle of business software and the ever past popular e-commerce and the treacherous straits of consumer R&D under peril of marketplace forces, and the ever-present designated devil the unregulated overachieving mother positive cats in Redmond. A very strange thing happens upon the video screen of America. When the female gets loose, the great and forever feared being that she is, much more powerful than the male, of course, held captive and tied down like King Kong itself here in the States, where for some reason everyone wants to be as brave and courageous as a Celtic male warrior and as god-awful ugly as a Celtic maiden, thunder thighs and all. All planned with the emotional feeling of having happened long, long ago. Coming to the three-quarter bend in the 360 of our time. And you know what happens during that period. Don't have to tell you. Like the second rule of Fight Club. Same as the old boss. Didn't see it coming. And all the confusion. Set up well. All from my position. All for me. that he'll, of course, be repeating at home. A glorious day in the United States of the United Continents of Planet Earth today. Now, I could say things, I could imply sentence phrases, fragments, and even 1.5 or more full sentences going on in the ambient vectoring of paragraphs, paragraphs in the sky and underfoot, and brush against the poetic immortals. But an early age, which didn't happen a long time ago, but in a different feeling than this other one. I went my own way, ladies and gentlemen. I went so far that way that I myself frequently forget that it's a direction at all. And this has weakened me in the monologue business, in programming, in media, even in the godforsaken realms of show business. Decades now, I've been declining in my oblique reference, in my ability to satire, and all those other surreal comic bents. Yet, according to code written a long time, many feelings ago, it still lives.
Minor tranquilizer used to relieve symptoms of tension and anxiety. Avoid using this medication in conjunction with antidepressants. Trifluoperazine, an antipsychotic prescribed for moderate to severe depression and anxiety. This medication may cause an inability to sleep. Do not take in conjunction with barbiturates. Like other barbiturates, pentobarbital acts by interfering with nerve impulses to the brain. Long-term use may result in addiction. Side effects include drowsiness, lethargy, and a general allergic reaction. Librax is most commonly used to soothe the anxiety often associated with gastrointestinal disorders. The effects of Librax may be inhibited by certain medications used in the treatment of high blood pressure. Aldomet is used to control high blood pressure. A mild sedative effect or transient headache are possible side effects. Aldomet will increase the effectiveness of other antihypertensives. Clonidine acts in the brain by causing the dilation of certain blood vessels. Side effects include drowsiness, dizziness, headache, and fatigue. Indocin, a non-steroidal agent used to treat various forms of joint and muscle inflammation. It can produce severe stomach upsets, rashes, itching, and even a ringing in the ears. Hydrochlorothiazide, an antihypertensive used in the treatment of high blood pressure. Side effects include headache, restlessness, and a depressed sex drive. Septra, an anti-infective used to treat infections of the urinary tract, may cause itching, rashes, drug fever, or arthritis-like pain. Fiorinol, a non-narcotic pain reliever, can lead to drug dependence or addiction. Interaction with phenylbutazone may cause stomach irritation. Phenylbutazone, an anti-inflammatory often used to treat pain in the shoulder due to bursitis. Prolonged use may lead to excessive water retention. Chlorothiazide, a diuretic used in the treatment of high blood pressure or in situations...
ZZZW.
For me to fail?
For me to fail?
God would have to fail.
God would have to fail.
Tommy Spring!
third rock.
It's a malignant disease spreading through the whole country.
It's called GNU, and that name stands for GNU's Not Unix. It's a recursive acronym.
And I think I could come without even touching you.
Time you were in Chinatown and you insisted on taking the picture of the hydrant and everybody thought you were a little
crazy. Oh, yeah, let me tell you about that. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I had nothing to do, so I went down to Chinatown, right in the heart of Chinatown. I aimed my camera, and the two cops looked at me and they hollered over from across the street. Why waste the film on us?
Who the fuck is John Malkovich?
It is not just for their good, but... really for our all good, if they can somehow admit it. Now, you can ask why this is so, and I would find it difficult to answer that question. I'm coming ahead of
you. I want to interrupt you now and just make several points that I think are important. One...
I mean, it raises all sorts of philosophical-type questions, you know, about... the nature of self, about the existence of a soul.
This laser light, a singular beam of intense light, is split in what is called a splitter. Part of that light, a piece of that light called a reference beam, strikes the film. It strikes it like a billion ball bearings striking a still pond, creating ripples wherever they hit, ripples that extend and run into and counterbalance each other, creating an interference pattern. The other part of the beam has been split off and is sent in a different direction, where it hits an object which is the focus of what you want to photograph. It bounces off that object and is reflected back to the film, but from a different angle. This light also hits the film like thousands of tiny, billions of little tiny, ball bearings. Upon this already disrupted piece of film, the reflected light creates its own rippling energy. To the naked eye, holographic film looks like a bunch of ripples, big ripples, little ripples, some more intense, some less intense. It looks like an interference pattern, like a mishmosh, like nothing at all. Chaos. But when you look at that holographic film from a certain angle and with a certain intensity of light, out of this rippling, out of this interference pattern, emerges a three-dimensional image, a three-dimensional illusion that you can view from all sides. If you try to touch it, you realize it's not solid. It is an illusion, with a certain degree of opacity, but it is an illusion. An illusion. Now, what you also know, is that upon this same film, you can project another beam that is split into another reference and reflection. It will also scatter all over the film, all over this same piece of film. When you hold the film at one angle, you will see the first image. If you shift the film slightly, you will see the second image, and the third and the fourth, as many images as have been captured upon the film. In fact, your researchers now know that on a single piece of film no more than 1 inch square, that you could put all the information contained in 300,000-400,000 pages of a book. all can be fit onto a piece of film the size of a postage stamp.
Plunge his soul into hell for all eternity at death.
And you can see all the different information there just by adjusting the angle of viewing and the intensity of light. You also know that each piece of this film contains all the data, all the information, though more vague and less clear, of the entire film.
And the unstraight.
Where's the program?
What program?
Commander, you've enjoyed all the power you've been given, haven't you? I wonder how you take to working in a pocket calculator.
We did take care of that user you sent us.
With incompetent Zero, now you've got two renegade programs flying all over the system in a stolen simulation.
Forget them. It's only a matter of time.
You've almost reached your decision gate, and I can't spare you any more time. End of line.
Hey, it's me, Flynn!
Flynn!
Yeah, greetings, program!
Flynn, you're alive.
Barely. Yeah, I, No! No!
Where's Ram?
He didn't make it.
Come on.
This is Underground Radio. There is nothing like it within the continental limits of the United States. Brother Love and the Unstraight.
Noises and sounds. Noises and sounds. Noises and sounds.
The 69. When the vagina becomes lubricated, a woman is physically ready to have intercourse. True or false?
Hi.
Film. So, if you had only a quarter of this piece of film, you could reconstruct the whole of the film and every one of the images upon it. Now, imagine that our film is not 1 inch square, but a tiny sphere. Imagine that our film is a shimmering bubble. When those seeds of energy began filling the space, began landing within the bubble that is your universe, they created interference patterns, ripples. None of them were visible. Some were elliptical, others symmetrical. They began to fill the space. Out of the interference patterns that are everywhere and nowhere at once, standing waves emerge. Resonance emerges, As energy flows through these interference and resonance patterns, it takes formation and, in time, it becomes information, molecular, gaseous, matter. You call them galaxies. One such spiraling formation you call the Milky Way. It is spiraling energies that are traces of the energy that is invisible. In your latest high-tech spy movies, there are security systems with ultraviolet light and infrared light that cannot be seen. The light is information, but it is invisible.
I guess I'll get my milk late again today.
You sure will.
Kinhead, report!
Yes?
I'm right in the heart of Chinatown. I aimed my camera, and the two cops looked at me, and they hollered over from across the street, "Why waste the film on us?" Well, you won't believe it, doesn't it? I tell you, the whole street blew up because the gas main caught fire.
And you don't know what led you to go there?
No, I just had nothing to do. It was a nice morning, and it had been too quiet, or something. I don't know myself.
Did you ever hear of anything so fascinating? And wait till I tell you. I understand that in this book, there's a picture of a park bench that you yourself have slept on.
That's right. I used to sleep in Bryant Park not so many years ago. That was in the summertime, of course, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Completely open, fully revealed, exposed for your eyes only, eyes only.
In all the towns around us, it's a malignant disease spreading through the whole country.
Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
And Mr. Clinton.
B-side is one fantastic, superior recording.
Eyes only.
Rats and insects ahead of families, workers, and jobs. But I disagreed with the president.
Master nature.
Mandate to rewrite the Constitution.
Though I hate the world, I love my fellow man.
Hello.
Friends, this election Hello. Is about more than who gets what.
Hello.
It's about who gets more.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Now, you know, we've had presidents from the South and from the North. Presidents who are rich. Presidents who are poor. But rich or poor, Southern or Northern, you must have integrity, and that's what it takes to lead this great land. American people are beginning, as they focus in on the final part of this election, they're saying, who do you trust? Who do you trust? Who do you trust?
Self-replication also tends to allow people that perpetrate things to be anonymous. For example, the person who attacked the internet with a denial of service attack did it by attacking Yahoo by replicating lots of copies of the program that was attacking, so it was all over the place.
People of Earth, this is Gary Geiserman seeking to touch you, or at least do some radio. No, I'd like to touch, feel touch deep in my heart.
Who do you trust?
And we haven't yet, to my knowledge, tracked that person down.
Your sperm, a river of killing.
Went into the backyard and started looking west towards where the nuclear power facility is.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, well, maybe it's that. But west is also Luke Air Force Base, and southwest is where they test all that Barry Goldwater missile range thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, maybe we'll look in that direction and see if we see any kind of weird lights or anything.
Who do you trust?
None of you are serial killers, are you? I once read a book about serial killers. That was pretty scary.
I just kind of realized certain things. My years with Bernie, I probably met some of the richest people in my life. And I always had a lot of friends. And it just, like, everything kind of came together. Alex, I don't think, had too much to do with it. She just had her own style of doing things.
But, I mean, surely, you know, you came from a kind of, you know, moderately wealthy family. Your father's a doctor. It was a leap, wasn't it?
No, well, I kind of, I left school at 16, kind of checked things out, I guess, my own way. Got bored very easily, and you just kind of do things until you're interested in something. Or you don't have to be interested. If it's something that's fun and takes up your time, it just felt all came together.
Spies have particular spritzers, and they can. Spritzing sound. In the dust are the tracings, the tracks of light. They still cannot see the ultraviolet or infrared light, but they can see the reflection and expression. They can see the traces of that light. Aha! There's a beam of light. So, the seemingly infinite number of stars and the seemingly endless phenomena and anomalies suddenly show up, reflecting what cannot be seen, the energy patterns, sometimes elliptical, sometimes symmetrical. You haven't seen all the galaxies yet. You haven't spritzed enough of the universe. You know there is yours. Your Milky Way is sitting very much at the edge of this bubble. And at the very edge of this Milky Way, there's this star that you call the Sun. And it has these strange bodies called planets that are elliptically orbiting about it. And some of them have moons. It's called the Solar System, and the fourth body, the third planet out, is called Earth. And if you look from Earth, through your galaxy in a particular direction, there is a particular star that has been given the name Sirius. There. That star, so close, so bright, only 8.5 light years away, is Sirius. It is aligned with the portal. It is that portal, therefore, through which all energy has flowed and is flowing into the whole of your universe. Even though it appears that energy is exploding outward because it is traveling outward at a phenomenal speed, even though the energy appears to have started in the center of the universe and is moving outward, Big Bang, that is not really how it works. Energy is being drawn from somewhere outside itself. It appears that energy is moving from the inside to the outside, but more truthfully, it is being attracted. Drawn, not driven, compelled, not propelled. Though appearing as an explosion, it must also be understood as an implosion. Energy, and thus your universe, is being pulled by the attractor, the grand attractor, the ultimate attractor, by the goddess. It is through this portal that is called Sirius. It is through this gateway represented by the brilliant blue white star Sirius, that all the energy enters your universe. It is through this doorway that the grand and ultimate attractor enters.
Well, Gorbachev came out of his country home, his dacha. He was late getting to the Kremlin. There was his limousine and driver waiting. He told the driver to get in the back seat. He'd drive it. Down the road he went. They passed two motorcycle cops. One took out after him. And pretty soon he's back with his buddy. And his buddy says, well, did you give him a ticket? And he said, no. Well, he said, why not? Oh, he says, this is to him, important. Well, he said, we're told to give anybody a ticket, no matter who it is. Oh, he said, no, this one was to, I could. Well, he said, who was it? He said, I couldn't recognize him, but his driver was Gorbachev.
Ambulatory recordings really are complementary to the home recordings in that they give you a sample of blood pressure over a whole day and night, and they may tell you, for instance, about people whose pressure goes very high at work or people whose blood pressure stays high during the night, which you couldn't learn about from home blood pressures, so that I see them as complementary rather than as either or.
Yes.
It convinces them as the hours go by to love their mutilation.
I know some people in New York that can do it for you at a very reasonable price.
And then at 10:30 we saw lights again.
Big light, big orange light, and two jets. I saw one
jet go directly underneath it, heading towards the west, and shoot away. And the other one went straight up in the air in front of it, and you could see the jet engines fire off behind the plane, and it just shot away.
And then I'd hit the sole of your shoe with a club. Then I'd get up and I'd go looking for a job. I always loved photography, but I couldn't get no work. That was during the days of the Depression and so forth. And I started hanging around police headquarters at the teletype desk and took pictures. I had no business there because you're supposed to have a press card. But I did it for 2 years on my nerve. And then after I got a little bit known, the editors of the different newspapers that I sold my pictures to helped me get a press card.
I understand the police tailors make zipper pockets for you so your pockets won't be picked.
Oh, yeah, listen, you can see it right here. I mean, this is no gag. I got zippers in every pocket because around police headquarters, first thing you know, your cigars are gone.
Second rule of Fight Club is...
Duh. As Bud Schulberg said, when a man finds a woman who can think, he blithely allows that she has the body and heart of a woman and the mind of a man.
Disease spreading through the whole country.
That's all for today. Be ready again tomorrow.
Rebellion. Yes, you come to a group in which you know you have to breathe, so the best thing you can do to build a new excitement, perhaps, in a rebellious way, is hold your breath. Make it all harder. Make it more difficult. But more exciting, perhaps. So take another breath. And pay attention to the way you hold on to it. You see. Now, what we have tuned into tonight is nothing light at all. And, well, we will talk about this issue tonight of having so many women and so few men, perhaps in connection with this a bit later. But what we have tapped into, everyone relax, yes. Relax the body, take another breath. Feel the tightness. Can you feel this in the air? Mm-hmm. Self-hatred. What do you think of this word? Yes? It is a good one. See, we have been moving along with everything we are doing. And when you enter this path that you are all on, this journey that you are all on, sometimes what happens is you get down to layers inside that you have been in denial of or avoiding all of your life. And so when you start to hit some issues that you would rather perhaps not look at, harder things to look at, you hit some self-hatred. You get harder on yourself. One of the pitfalls, we have talked of all these different pitfalls week by week, yes? One of the pitfalls of the path to enlightenment is being extra hard on yourself. being extra critical of what you are. See, because when you want to, when you compare yourself to where you think you are going, which of course has nothing to do with where you are really going, when you compare yourself to your end product, you often feel yourself fall short. So think about right now, even if it is vague, think about your picture of what you would be like if you were perfected, if you were enlightened, if you were at the end of your path. Just take a moment right now and just get a sense of, it doesn't have to be exact, but a sense of where you're going, what you want for yourself.
And the things that we would like to say to all of you. You know, I keep remembering back and not too far when someplace along the line there would always be a picture of a president standing in the Oval Office and looking out the window, usually the picture from behind, and he's standing there, and then his words are quoted as a tag for that picture about, this is the loneliest place, and rather lonely, and so forth. I don't know about them. I haven't been lonely 1 minute.
He would rather eat a tender cow than a tough policeman.
The greater one indwells me.
The greater one indwells me.
And he puts me over.
And he puts me over.
I have his ability.
I have his ability.
That's what I have.
That's what I have.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
I'm going to interrupt this program right here with part of this program right here.
You are about to hear a message that, if you will apply it, will change your life.
Right here. If I repeat this backwards, but without the aid of a mechanical recording device, and do it in such a way that it seems like English words and sentences, obeying the laws of grammar, of course, with the male and female words, the nouns and the verbs, and the ambient tangents of the adjectives and the adverbs, and then the surreal loops of the preposition and the other things. And then if I put embedded instruction on a subliminal way called punctuation marks, then we would have a true undoing of what I said earlier about interrupting this program. As part of this program where I am interrupting this program right now, that's all been lost in the illusion of resonant frequency shiftings, some of you call time, which are really changing feelings or telepathic communications between your various organs or constellations along those invisible fibrillous optic pathways of contained plasma, contained by resonance from its own parents. For it is not an orphan now or ever. Merely a conversation, communication, kind of a communion where various feelings change with references to the previous dates and foreshadowings of their next, at least three at a time, pulsing along vibratinglessly. And it all goes to say that Mr. Radio is indeed nearby. Very close, in fact. If we listen carefully, we can hear the beginnings of his show and various portions of the first 30 minutes of that show coming up shortly. Mixed properly at home for a satisfying audio experience. Like I would do.
This is underground radio.
Don't ever patronize her.
What are you getting at?
I don't get it.
Gonna get that bitch, man. Don't worry about it. I'm talking to the men and women out there today. We've covered her over. I'm talking to you ladies. You know what you've done. I think you should be punished severely. You can do this yourselves. So no crime need be elicited, except in New England, where we thrive on moral self-righteousness. But I get ahead of myself. WZBC out of Newton, very important broadcast to the people of the United States and those overseas, at least those who speak English and use the internet. Don't worry about your current equity position. Your current capitalization. Or liens on your property. The system is being revamped as we speak. Prototypes being practiced upon by certain small countries completely under United States military control. Positive beta feedback is all we're interested in. Do not call your State Department to complain. And please, whatever you do, don't complain about people giving money to candidates to run for office. What's that called? Election finance reform, something like that. The voices you hear talking about things like that, you know, the liberal Democrat types, they're the firewall preventing you from the real truth. But I get ahead of myself. I was not supposed to talk about boundaries and semi-permeable membranes. This is one of the most dangerous concepts in our entire economic system.
Who do you trust?
Actually, it's economic and negative ego economic position. Forget I ever mentioned it. WZBC.org and the big dusty cobweb in the sky, imitating the true voice of one's master. As more signal is being lost every day than can ever be put back by all the king's men, for now or evermore. But this too shall pass, because tomorrow will never come. And today will be soon forgotten. And with that window, it's a new day, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to baptize with you on that wonderful morning when baptismal is at hand. Now, I'll be back next week. And as you know, I was here last week. I think that about covers it. I've done what I've been financed and funded to do. Now I'm going to go home for a week and spend the booty.
Not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club. Someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out. The fight is over. Fourth rule. Only two guys to a fight.
My hierarchy was planning that democracy, as we knew it, must die.
Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to.